This week in 1917, Henry Schrady agreed to sculpt Charlottesville's Robert E. Lee statue. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. A century ago, the so-called City Beautiful movement was all the rage. The goal was to make cities nice-looking, with parks and monuments to bygone eras. Here in Charlottesville, stockbroker and philanthropist Paul McIntyre took up the beautification mantle. He donated land for public parks, the first being Lee Park on Market Street. His vision was for a whites-only space with a larger-than-life equestrian statue of Robert E. Lee at the center. But he needed a sculptor for the project. He reached out to New York artist Henry Schrady. For $30,000, Schrady promised to produce the statue. For reference, that'd be more than $600,000 in today's money. Schrady even had the momentous idea to melt down old Confederate cannons to use for the bronze. Alas, those artillery pieces were pretty rare, so none ever made it into the statue. Schrady took a leisurely pace with his artistic endeavors. For two decades, he had been working on a Washington, D.C. monument to Robert E. Lee's foe, Ulysses S. Grant. McIntyre waited and waited for his Lee tribute. But he never got it, at least not from Schrady. 5 years into the project, Schrady suddenly died. But McIntyre still needed a statue for the center of the park, so he snagged Italian artist Leo Lentelli to complete Schrady's design. 2 years later, the Lee statue was done. It was installed in the park in 1924, during the low point of race relations in America. The monument ostensibly served as a memorial to the Confederacy's war veterans, but it also sent messages of intimidation, exclusion, and hostility to Charlottesville's African Americans. Although Schrady didn't live to see the completed monument, his contribution was noted on a plaque on the statue. It simply reads, "Conceived by Schrady." This Week in Virginia History was written by Miranda Burnett. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at virginiaaudio.org.